They made a very joyous occasion for us. The first time in Boise that we're actually celebrating the asking of the Titans for the whole time we do. And let me just say a few words about you to Maharaj about what does Vyasa mean. We don't call it birthdays, we do call it Children's Day, but the actual celebration occasion is called Vyasa celebration. And I think most of you know Shiva Vyasa. So why is Vyasa celebration? So the original guru, okay, is actually Krishna and Balaram. But Vyasa, when he came as the incarnation of Krishna, he was the one who wrote down all knowledge as Yamuna. Okay? And so the knowledge that is handed down by him in the parampara fashion from guru to disciple, then the spiritual master, the current spiritual master, becomes the representative of Shiva Vyasa. He's representing Vyasa. He's representing the guru, does a lot of things, does a lot of significance. The one thing that he does, he is a guru means heavy. He's heavy with knowledge. So he's transmitting us the knowledge of Krishna and he was into Brahma. And then it came down. And so that's why he's a representative of Vyasa, and therefore we call it Vyasa Puja. And so for us here, Hanuman Swami has disciples here, but what about all of us? And so it is not just initiation, diksha that we have to have for someone to be a guru. Guru means someone who has knowledge, shiksha. Shiksha guru and diksha guru, there's very few differences. And so for all of us in Boise, Hanuman Swami has been a very exalted shiksha guru. And so it is perfectly okay for all of us to take part in the celebration of celebrating his Vyasa Puja. And we're really fortunate and we're really happy and very, lucky. Lucky is not a word in here. That he's here personally, and so we will talk more about it. But at this time, I want to hand the mic over to Maharaj to talk about.
Jai. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale. Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Devam Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavari Paschatirisha Sarine. So this is Srila Prabhupada's Chaitanya Charitamrita, completed in 17 volumes, the original translation. And Krishnadas Kaviraj's biography of Lord Chaitanya, 500 years ago, 400 years ago. And in the beginning, Krishnadas Kaviraj starts off with one verse, Vande Gurun, Isha Bhaktan, Isha Isha Avatarakan, Taparakarsham, Shatak Shakti, Krishna Chaitanya, Samganatam. Which is this Panchatava we always say. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhupada, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Sri Bhat, Adi Gaura Bhaktivinoda. And so the very first principle, Vande Gurun, is Guru. And so the whole first chapter is about Guru, and then about Lord Nityananda, and then about Advaita, and the devotees like that. So Prabhupada himself has a very nice explanation of Guru Tattva following the example of Krishnadas Kaviraj. So text 34 is the repetition of the first verse I just said. Krishnadas Kaviraj repeats it, and now he's going to explain the first principle. I offer my respectful obeisance unto the spiritual masters, the devotees of the Lord, the Lord's incarnations, His plenary portions, His energies, and the primeval Lord Himself, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Report by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, founder of Acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has composed this Sanskrit verse for the beginning of his book, and now he will explain it in detail. He offers his respectful obeisances to the six principles of the Absolute Truth. Gurun is plural in number because anyone who gives spiritual instructions based on the revealed scriptures is accepted as a spiritual master. You can test now and see if you're correct. Although others give help in showing the way to the beginner, the guru who first initiates one with the Maha Mantra is to be known as the initiator. And the saints who give instructions for progressive advancement in Krishna consciousness are called instructing spiritual masters. So the first one is called Papadarshika or Vartmana Padarshika Guru. He's just showing us how to get on the path, how to come to the temple, how to understand this process, how to approach it. And there's a formality of initiation, you know, taking vows at a certain point, and someone has to be qualified to do that in terms of a ritual, in terms of the formalities and things like that. And then for those who give instructions, the Diksha Guru, Vatmana Padarshika Guru, Diksha Guru, Shiksha Guru, they can all be the same person. You know? So but when he's giving instructions how to advance progressively in Krishna consciousness, is called instructing spiritual masters. The initiating spiritual master and instructing spiritual masters are equal and identical manifestations of Krishna, although they have different dealings. Their function is to guide the conditioned souls back home, back to Godhead. Therefore, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami accept the Nityananda Prabhu and the six Goswamis in the category of Guru. And he goes on to talk about each of other devotees and the manifestations. So one more purport. Mantra Guru Arayatta Shiksha Guru Gan Tanhara Charana Agi Kariya Vandan. Krishnadas Kaviraj says, I offer my obeisances. First, I offer my respectful obeisances at the lotus feet of my initiating spiritual master and all my instructing spiritual masters. The instructing spiritual masters are Rupa Goswami, Sanatan, Bhatta Raghunath, Jiva, and Gopal Bhatta Goswami and Raghunath Das. These are my six instructing spiritual masters, and I therefore offer millions of respectful obeisances at their lotus feet. And then you also have a nice picture of these six people, you know, the six Goswamis like that. Yeah. Purport. Srila Jiva Goswami in his thesis, Bhakti Sandarbha 202, you know what it is? Has stated that uncontaminated devotional service is the objective of pure Vaishnavas. Uncontaminated devotional service. And one has to execute such service in the association of other devotees. By associating with devotees of Lord Krishna, one develops a sense of Krishna consciousness and thus becomes inclined toward the loving service of the Lord. This is the process of approaching the Supreme Lord by gradual appreciation in devotional service. If one desires unalloyed devotional service, one must associate with devotees of Sri Krishna. For by such association only can a conditioned soul achieve a taste for transcendental love and thus revive his eternal relationship with Godhead in a specific manifestation and in terms of a specific transcendental mellow, rasa, that one has eternally inherent in him. If one develops love for Krishna by Krishna conscious activities, one can know the Supreme Absolute Truth. But he who tries to understand God simply by logical arguments will not succeed, nor will he get a taste for unalloyed devotion. The secret is that one must submissively listen to those who know perfectly the science of God, and one must begin the mode of service regulated by the preceptor. Every word is very important. One must begin the mode of service regulated by the preceptor. A devotee already attracted by the name, form, qualities, etc. of the Supreme Lord may be directed to his specific manner of devotional service. He need not waste the time in approaching the Lord through logic. The expert spiritual master knows well how to engage his disciples' energy in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. And thus he engages a devotee in a specific devotional service according to his special tendency. A devotee must have only one initiating spiritual master because in the scriptures acceptance of more than one is forbidden. There is no limit, however, to the number of instructing spiritual masters one may accept. Generally, a spiritual master who constantly instructs a disciple in spiritual science becomes his initiating spiritual master later on. Generally. One should always remember that a person who is reluctant to accept a spiritual master and be initiated is sure to be baffled in his endeavor to go back home, back to Godhead. One who is not properly initiated may present himself as a great devotee, but in fact he is sure to encounter many stumbling blocks on his path of progress towards spiritual realization, with the result that he must continue his term of material existence without relief. Such a helpless person is compared to a ship without a rudder, for such a ship can never reach its destination. It is imperative, therefore, that one accept a spiritual master if he at all desires to gain the favor of the Lord. The service of the spiritual master is essential. If there is no chance to serve the spiritual master directly, a devotee should serve him by remembering his instructions. There is no difference between the spiritual master's instructions and the spiritual master himself. In his absence, therefore, his words of direct direction should be the pride of the disciple. If one thinks that he is above consulting anyone else, including a spiritual master, he is at once an offender at the lotus feet of the Lord. Such an offender can never go back home, back to Godhead. It is imperative that a serious person accept a bona fide spiritual master in terms of Shastric injunctions. So Jiva Goswami advises that one not accept a spiritual master in terms of hereditary or customary social or ecclesiastical conventions. One should try to find a genuinely qualified spiritual master for actual advancement and spiritual understanding. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Iskam Sam Sakacharya Divine Grace Aisi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Shri Prabhupada ki jai. So after this, the idea was that senior devotees could then talk about specific gurus. Today is also the Vyasa Puja of His Divine Grace Shishi Jesus Christ Thakur, who Prabhupada would always call Lord Jesus Christ, like that. And then he said that he is our guru. Well, Jesus Christ is our guru. So guru is not a secular thing. And in Prabhupada's own glorification of the spiritual master, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, he explained that it's a principle, like that, the principle of guru. And the tattva, or principle of guru, ultimately comes back to Lord Nityananda, who is the original spiritual master, or even to Radharani. Yeah. And so we have to understand that, you know, it's not a small thing, right? Understanding guru tattva is unlimited. There's no way we're going to discuss it at all today. So you have to kind of like, you know, when you see the Sunday or some big feast, you have to kind of like control yourself because you can't eat everything. So you think, how can I honor this? So the name we honor this topic of guru tattva. And we can't possibly discuss everything. There's so much to know. Even in Goloka Vrindavan, the gopis and the Vrishabhasis are regulated in their service to Krishna by Balaram. Okay? Balaram is the original guru, and he regulates this thing. Krishna's devotee, and devotional service all come together and dance, and nobody can quite figure out who's in charge. Right? Sometimes the devotee's devotion is so dedicated that guru and God both accept the service. Other times, guru controls, other times Krishna controls, like that. So it's an unlimited topic, but here's a very nice discussion, and I'm thinking about Hanumapraya Shakswami here in his position as guru, you know, and reading this and checking it out honestly, what's my qualification, everything else. You know, can I engage my disciples? What degree? You know. So, as far as my realization of my own position, comprehension of my own position, I was explaining that, you know, the Kanista Adhikari, somebody who worships God but still has many material attachments, still not following any standard principles, you know, perfectly, maybe smoking, drinking, use this example. But still, he can function as guru, right? Especially as pot padarshika guru. I know one devotee, an alcoholic, very nice person, he still has this problem, he's getting better. So he's directed many, many people to Prabhupada, to ISKCON. You know, he gives away Hare Krishna comic books to kids. And then many people have become initiated devotees in ISKCON because of him. So he's Pat Pradarshika Guru. Who are some of Prabhupada's Pat Pradarshika Gurus? Yeah. And at the end of the day, who does Prabhupada dedicate the Krishna book to? Yeah, yeah. So he accepts his father as, very clearly, as formally as Papadarshika Guru. I dedicated my father to Gaur Mohan Day, from whom I imbibed, a pure devotee of Lord Krishna, from whom I imbibed the fundamental principles of Krishna consciousness, which were later solidified by the eternal spiritual master, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. So that was Papadarshika Guru, his father. You know, and he deserves such respect. Dhruva Maharaj, his mother, Suniti, showed him the path. And because she was a woman, she could not take, and his mother, she could not take the position of Diksha Guru. Like that. It's interesting in terms of discussions the Guru taught me this on. Like that. But he refused to go back to Godhead unless she was also going. Prabhupada says there are many examples in the history of Vaishnavism of a more powerful disciple taking back home to Godhead his Diksha, Shiksha, and Bhartmana Pradarshita Guru. Right? Yeah. So the spiritual master does not have to be more powerful or more advanced than his disciples. He has to be qualified. So what is the qualification to be guru? Vacho vegam, manasa, kona vegam, jiva vegam, udara pasta vegam, etan vegam, yahavisha heta diha, sarva mapimam, pradivim, sasishat. Somebody who can control his six pushes. Push of the tongue, push of the belly, push of the genitals, push of speech, push of the mind, push of anger. He's qualified to make disciples all over the world. And then there's the A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami purport describing what each of those mean. You know? And so you can go through that. And I go through that, okay, I'm on this level. You know? So I've seen one handwritten thing, a photocopy, where Bhakti Vinod Thakur says, description of Madhyama Adhikari Guru. Right? He has to be following his principles, chanting his rounds, right? Himself taking initiation from bona fide Sampradaya. So this is how I view myself, Madhyama Adhikari. I'm following the process, chanting. I'm a seasoned Goswami. I've been following this platform of a Goswami formerly as a Goswami now since 1984. So we're looking at 20 years. Okay. So, okay, some seasoned thing. But then he's described Uttama Adhikari, his heart melts, you know, seeing a peacock feather of Krishna, tears flow from his eyes like torrents of rain, you know, these kind of things. Well, I got some time to go before that. Like that, so on. So Prabhupada says we have to understand our own position and understand the devotee's positions to relate to them properly, you know, reciprocate properly, to hear properly, and engage in rituals properly, take diksha. So this is my position. As far as I understand my position, I'm in the water, still, you know, maybe I'm in the water up to my belly button, somebody else is, you know, or else maybe every now and again I can feel the ground when I go under. When I go under, I can push myself back up. Somebody else, when they go into the water, there's nothing to push back up to, like that. You know? So they're hanging on to a log or something like that, which is a human body, and hoping that will save them. So somebody on the line, on the shore, so they see Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, he's, you know, throwing this rope, you know. And that rope means diksha. You've got it. Nine chanting, 16 rounds. This is the mode of service regulated by the preceptors, basically. You chant Hare Krishna. How much? On job, on bead, 16 rounds, right? No. It's regulated in terms of the disciple situation. It's in the modern world, you people are like this. Not 64, not 4, 16. Right? Get up in the morning, read my books. Yeah? And then I follow four principles strictly. What does this mean? It gives a very, very clear description. So that's the rope. We're connected to the Acharya. You know? Like that, to the Madhikari Guru. And then somebody connected like that can also, you know, wind up whatever extra rope he has. He has the extra rope and toss it to people. They take the rope, you know. And then even if that person falls down, loses his connection on the rope somehow or other, you're not separated from the Acharya. You're still connected. Another model, which is probably quite true, somebody has the rope, and he may take a rope, individual rope, and toss it to somebody and be like this. I'm in the water, you know. And you're not understanding the Acharya properly in this full sense. So if you lose your connection with me, then look for a connection with an Acharya or somebody who's connected with an Acharya. So it's a very personal thing, very individual thing. But basically, Guru is representative of Krishna, right? And we can see Krishna through him. He never claims to be Krishna. It probably gets a very nice discussion here about regard to the Gurus. And so, you know, any exaggerated glorification of me or something you take is meaning meant for Prabhupada and passed to Prabhupada, like that. And try to understand my position properly as Guru. And ISKCON, this is something too. It's a society, we try to understand it and make it a in a very proper ritual, very proper thing, full of sentiment also, but also as a formality like that too. So now we're thinking, I guess we're going to, other devotees who also want to talk about Guru and Krishna today, and we'll go on until about, I think 12 o'clock, maybe you know, some of the senior devotees first, Brahmanas, other people like that. And then at 12 o'clock we have a nice offering to the Acharya, Vyasa Puja offering to Vyasadeva, and I'll make the offering. And then some devotees can maybe sing some bhajans and kirtan. That's it, yeah.
Thank you, Maharaj. So,
before I
do the nice devotees, I thought I would take just a few minutes and go over some of the life and times of
Can I crack my ears?
And it's, I want to do justice because when you're talking about this involved personality, it's probably been more everything and the network of everything. But I still need to know a little bit because the future of the Bodhi temple, in the current Bodhi temple, and the small portion of life is all intermingled. And the Bodhi temple is here because of him in many cases. So Hanuman Swami appeared on January 12, 1948 in the island of Guam. How many were Guam? he appeared as Hubert Hudson Robinson, and now he always said that his life is hit by fours. Which I was thinking about is that you know, Krishna is called the Lord of Three, and Hanuman Swami is the Lord of Four. when he was a regular California teenager, but his devotional life started. He met devotees. He has an excellent multivariate background in you can say virtual education. In physics, chemistry, electrical engineering. He ended up with finally in psychology. He was accepted at Northwestern University for his PhD. And I think most of you have heard about how he met Professor Tolden. But then, of all the things he got shared for his mercy, he met a devotee. And they wrote a book, Krishna book. And he just came yesterday, the second volume, not even the first volume. I think it's a theory, so I read the first volume, I think, in his previous appearances, or whatever. And then so he read that, and then he knew this in the various psychology, he said what he was going to do. And so he, in 1974, this is the first fall, he got initiated by Shilpa.
It's well lucky
dot. And then, in 1984, he took the next step, the sannyas, the order of sannyas.
On the same day. 10 years later. Udana Shasti.
That's in November, right?
He brings a little bit, yeah.
And then in 1994, he took his first disciple.
Udana Shasti was the question. Yeah, that's good.
And if you see himself, so I was going to do it, and then let's talk about period between 84 and 94, but 84 and 2004, but that has got nothing to do with poetry. I think many of you who have been here have probably seen him, but he appeared in poetry, I believe, I can't even remember the exact date, but it was like around March or April of 1988. So the center sort of opened on the day of November 86. And Hanuman Swami appeared with Loknath and Maharani Prabhu. And he appeared and said, I'm Hanuman Swami. And then the first thing I knew, Maharaj was there, and he was just very novice. I mean, still a novice. He said, open the temple, and you know. And he looked around and he said, oh, do you mind if I take the trash out?
Yeah.
And just blew me away, his humility, his simplicity, right from day one. And you know, the trash comes here on Thursday, so it has to be the DKM on Wednesday. And since then, I mean, you know, and, just, and so then, right about that time, we had committed to do our first Rath Yatra, and that was in Meester. Meester has the old time for this festival. And so I happened to mention that Maharaj, I said, Maharaj, I have committed this, but I have no idea what we can do. He said, don't worry, I'll take care of it. And so then I still remember, this is like I think early March or April, and then we happened to go to India. So I told Maharaj, I said, Maharaj, you know, just coming, he said, don't worry. And so I still remember the festival was like the end of June. Yes, right, end of June. And I landed here, if you can believe this, the day before, 2 days before the festival. And so the day was second lines. And so I came in and I slept. I had disturbed the jet lag. And then all of a sudden, at about 4 in the evening, there was a knock on the door. Knock, knock, knock. I'm not on this day.
Look at that, Maharani.
And they were coming, they were there. And he looked at my sorry state. I was groggy, I was, you know, in my pajamas, and, like, you know, in my face, and he said, Father, you want to sleep with the cover? Could you tell us where the nearest hardware store? And that's as much as I did for the Rath Yatra. And in 2 days, in the 2 days, Maharaj and Lokanath Prabhu and Maharani, and there was Mother Dayal, she was there. So they built it from scratch, in a very nice flow. You'll see some pictures, but we got the third prize on the commercial side, and for the best flow. And we went there. A little bit more details just to give you some insight. And so Meester is part of such a modern country, like a modern border, right? And they didn't know what to expect from us. So somebody had volunteered to give us trucks so we can pull off and everything else. And then we also had a food booth. We had a food booth. But once they saw us, it's like they kind of froze, you know, like, Hare Krishna is here. Had no idea. We had a little Jagannath about there. You can see the small baby. And so the prayer was over. They clapped, and then we came to the food booth. And it's like one customer, 30 minutes, another customer, and I was dejected. I mean, of course, myself was like, you know, I'm just tired, right? You know, this is like. Moved to Bollywood. And Maharaj said, Maharaj is a great psychologist. He looked at me and said, don't worry, just think, there could be one person leave there who had a deathbed, because remember, see the Lord Jagannath's black face. No, oh, you know what that we could trust him?
Yeah.
It was Hare Krishna. He said, that's what it is. We would have made the someone remember Krishna and unfolded to me because I was looking for numbers, you know, all the numbers, how many and that. And Maharaj is totally transcendent. That's the fourth, right? Because ignorance, passion, goodness, but he's at the transcendent. Anyway, and so since then he has been coming ever since. He did take a hiatus of about 2 years, I remember that. And I was when it was I think he was one being a disciple of also of Numanji, who was warning something from my father. He has been coming ever since. Maharaj, just a few things, I won't draw too much on Boise, but he did then get a miracle. He said the Prabhupada said that one Vaishnav can make a big impact. And so I'd like you to, as you go around and see all these pictures, we did our, he brought the Manipur troupe, the dancing troupe in Boise, in 1990. And that's, I believe, was the first and second time because they headlined in the newspaper on the front page, a And what was so interesting is that the entire Mahamantra is there on the front page. And just think, like the scriptures say that if someone takes the name of Krishna even once, or gives one, then he will stab back about it. They complete the whole mantra, and there's all they do. So like it's one impact, the entire voice, the entire idol, to the that time of 100,000 people were able to read the Mahamantra. Hanuman Swami did. And so this goes on, but Maharaj traveled all over the world, especially in Northern California, in the Northwest. He goes to South Tennessee, and then he's been in Texas, goes to South America regularly, and he comes to Boise twice a year. He goes to South America twice a year, he stops in Europe, Spain, and other places, and goes to India. And India, the first time I saw him was like 1995, 1996, he doing curriculum, the working on curriculum. He is one of those, the comforting part of the curriculum. You know, Krishna and Adani, they're testing, but he's always there to calm me down, because the culture shock. He can talk about it, everyone can talk about it, about his soothing effect on curriculum. You can always count on him on the summit, just unwinding your soul and mind now. There's so many things that go on there. One time I ran this down and don't think, just change. And that's how I do my curriculum, because I just think about other things. Maharaj has one of his interests. Teaching time is really towards the academic, towards northern, east, and west, trying to search Krishna in all the other scriptures and all the other cultures. And that's why you see the projects that he's done in South America, projects in Boston now. They are all attempts to really bring out Prabhupada and Krishna to the forefront. So with that, I'm going to ask Prabhu to speak, and then we break convention just a little bit because someone has to give Bhaktivedanta the chance to speak, and then we go back to the
Papa Ki Jai. He's hiding over there.
I can only speak from my personal experience in relationships with my brothers. Most of my correspondence with my brothers is usually over email. And I don't usually write them unless I've got something to say, and usually it's agreements better. And I find that my experience when I get a response from him is that I really appreciate what Rupadashamrita means when it says Tadati Patiklinati. Because all of us in Krishna consciousness, no matter who we are, no matter where we are in Krishna consciousness, we need someone that we can confide in. If we don't have a confidential
God. Prabhupada.
So this time I know Chris and you both to leave. So would you like to come over?
There's the camera.
Yeah, I think it's you. become four wives, you become two wives, you're an advancement. So Mahadev philosophy is so simple, so and everyone of us begins to think, as for Mahadev, I guess I am a great devotee. And I begin to feel, even though I'm a fool number one, but still, at least Mahadev, he appreciates. He is saying, he's encouraging me by saying that. You are such a nice person. You were used to eat chili and now you are eating only onions. And you're so nice. You're so advanced. So that's what Maharaj's greatest asset is, that he is sharing with us all the time here in Boise, giving us understanding of Krishna. And another thing I want to bring up, I don't know how Maharaj keeps track of all those names, thousands of names of scientists, philosophers, professors, devotees. I can't even think of Maharaj without all these names, with their day, time, and event, what they said, what. And Maharaj, the greatest quality is that it's like those who are pure devotees, they pick up everything, they see good in everyone, that's the very first thing. And what they do is, this person has this quality, glorify it and then learn from that and go and bring that quality. So in Maharaj, all his examples, he will pick up every single quality of the smallest person and will glorify him and will try to use that in preaching in his own life and telling to others. That's what Maharaj is all about. And I won't take much time on this. And Maharaj's, qualities and Maharaj's ideas and preaching matters are unique and very, very much authentic in the light of succession. Maharaj doesn't speak in a single word which Prabhupada didn't quote or Prabhupada didn't bring up or Acharya. So we are very fortunate. And the biggest thing is, Maharaj would take the Prabhupada said scientific preaching is the number one preaching program. And why he said that and why Maharaj followed that very much is because nowadays we are bombarded with so many gadgets, so many rational scientists, and so many things. And Maharaj, he doesn't say that they are rational. He takes their philosophy and put back on their face. And then makes them understand Krishna consciousness. He very nicely relates their philosophy with Krishna consciousness and brings them to the point of understanding of Krishna consciousness. That is what the devotee's quality is. We are devotees, so what do we do? If you're not chanting around, you will go to hell. But that's how it's like. Maharaj's style is very, very humble, very nice. So it's like appreciating somebody else's position and bringing him to the point of understanding of Krishna through his way. And adjust in a way that he will guide, he will help. Okay, you are in this position, you are at this point, you have this problem, that. Then try to bring it this way, adjust it this way. That's how Maharaj personally has been guiding all of us here. By his presence, by his personal guidance, by his personal instruction. And we are very much appreciative of Maharaj's presence here. And we are very much fortunate that Maharaj comes to Boise twice a year. We will see if we can come more often than that. And though we are not very qualified, and we have tendency to look, foreigner, and we go to passion, goodness, ignorance. We are like fish in the water. Maharaj said, we're up to here, so we are up to here. And Maharaj picked up, catch our chota and pull us out, but we still go down. So that's Maharaj's word. But thank you very much, and thank you, Maharaj.
Super Par Ki.
Manjari Ki. Super Ki.
Sure, he was talking. I was remembering Jayananda in the temple. I was there. He was manifest quality. He was so kind to everybody like that. First of all, Krishna was chastising everybody. different moods. Maybe Jayananda Prabhu Ki.
Yeah.
Gracias.
Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Ram Hare Ram, Ram 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 Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Ram Hare Ram. God, photojournalism. Oops. Over the garland here. Okay. The Bhagavad Gita died. The Bhagavad Gita died.
Thank you. very clearly when I look inside myself and when I see you. Let us take, for example, the Vaishnava quality of humility. My quote-unquote humility consists of speaking flattering words to others, putting myself down, and all the while hoping that the other person notices how humble I am. If he does, I mentally congratulate myself at my quote-unquote good Vaishnava behavior. Yet both I and the person I was speaking to know inside that I don't actually mean it. I was simply conforming to the form of humility, with no actual substance. You, on the other hand, have no need to bubble, flatter, speak flowery words, or abnegate yourself. You simply possess a very clear and matter-of-fact understanding of your position in Krishna consciousness and that of people you meet. As such, you interact with every individual according to their adhikara and realization, all the while meditating on how you can serve them by bringing them closer to Krishna. Thus, you possess the real substance of humility. Much the same could be said about the qualities of compassion, happiness, and simplicity. Of course, you also possess the form along with the substance, for proper form is a byproduct, indeed an accomplice of the substance. Unfortunately, it does not work the other way around. Proper form does not automatically lead to actual substance. Shaved head, bright tilak, and a devout appearance can conceal a black heart, or at least an empty one. And so, this is my problem. I am an empty shell of a devotee, trying miserably to maintain the pretense, hastily patching up any cracks that appear in my facade. And all the while, I continue hoping that this will produce some substance. Would it ever happen? I do not know. I think the only way I will get any substance is if I am given it. At least I need to get a little bit to know what it is like. And so, on this most fortunate Vyasa Puja in Boise, I beg you, Tumi Kripa Kori, Shraddha Vidudhya, Deho Krishna Namatam, your foolish servant,
Dalikamanda.
I remember last time when you came, Maharaj, you emphasized that do 16 good rounds. It was like repeating again and again, and that like blowing. Don't do 16 rounds, but you have to do it 16 good rounds. And I remember one time he said, if you don't do 16 good rounds, then you're not going back to the garden.
Okay.
So that like instructions like this help us to realize what is important. Normally, just not do the round chant, the round but chant the good round. And another time I remember, there was a home program and you gave an example, like somebody asked the question that how do we associate, now Prabhupada is not there, how do we get the association? And he said, well, you can associate Srila Prabhupada through the books. And so these instructions, like they are, I'm a grasa, I have to work 8 to 5, I don't get much time to do the devotional service. But that half of it tells us, well, you got limited time to do the devotional service, but do it nicely. Just don't do it for the sake of it. And I always ask you foolish questions, Maharaj. You always take a time to talk to me. And you never get mad at me or angry at me for taking too much of your time. It's like whenever I see you, I got some questions for you, always, Maharaj. You always take a time, patiently listen to me and answer the questions.
Right.
All
the
rules to you,
Mara. The Papa Raki, Zai. Bihari, Raki, Zai. Raki, Bihari, Malaki, Zai.
Okay.
Also, I am Chenu Fu Hermit, that I am not fully tied with friendly service on Kriya Lotus Feet. I am thankfully grateful for your association. As I like a Jonah, I have to battle against unknown enemies that reside in the depth of my heart. It is a tough battle to fight. However, your mercy and holy association give me strength to fight this battle. When the battle is over, I wish that I had the wisdom to fully surrender to your Lotus Feet and take it and take up Sri Ram Prabhupada teaching 133. Hare Krishna, your most wanted soul.
So, if you're wondering, the order I'm taking is sort of based on the initiation date of the devotees, and I know I missed a couple. So, just kind of missed two of them in order, so Gopal Singh first, and then Mother Kulti after.
Transmitted by learned sages, eradicate one's sinful reaction and bestow good fortune upon whoever hears them. These narrations are broadcast all over the world and are filled with spiritual power. Especially those who spread the message of God are most
beautiful. Bhagavan Krishna Maharaj ki.
All glory to Srila Prabhupada,
still you have accepted me as your disciple. This is your mercy. During my initiation, you were preaching to devotees, and I came to ask you if you would like some more prasada. You broke my pride jokingly by saying that already 5 people had asked the same question. You correct your disciples in such an encouraging way. An example of this is when you corrected my singing of Mangalanti. I would sing the Guru Vashtaka prayers for too long of a time, not leaving enough time to sing the Hare Krishna mantra properly. When we were returning from a whole program, you lightheartedly reminded me that in the morning program, our main focus is to chant the Mahabharata. In the Mahabharata, it is said that the very knowledgeable Vidura will think twice before saying any word. Similarly, Gurudev, you are so expert that everything you say is to the point. You can say many words at such a speed, yet your mind works even faster. You know when to say what in order to answer someone's question. An example of this is when in Bhagavad Gita 5, you very expertly handle the question about Chanakya Pandit's statement about women being untrustworthy. Sometimes Srila Prabhupada inspires you to know what is in a person's mind or the person's psychology. An example of this is when I once asked you, how can we know the authority of the Vedas? Your one word reply was prasada. Sometimes Guru doesn't know that Krishna is working through him. Super Soul instructs Guru how to deal with each disciple perfectly. This was experienced by Srila Prabhupada's disciples also. In honor of your Vyas Puja, I would like to recite a poem. You were searching for something substantial. By Prabhupada's grace, you got the Krishna book. Reading it, you knew this was an absolute lie for the absolute truth. But in either case, it was absolute. You started serving in the temple. For the Rathyatra occasion, you sold flower after flower. Your hands were sore, but gardens still more. Who was your inspiration? Srimad Jayananda. You proved to the world that a common devotee is called can become a guru so stalwart and strong. Although you did not have personal association with Prabhupada, you gave your life to him by studying and following his books, volumes of personal instruction. All glory to you, Gurudev, your humble servant, Ajay Govindanda.
Prabhupada ki jai, Ajay Govindanda, Ajay Govindanda ki. That's puja ki.
Hi.
Hare Krishna. Famous story, Haridas Thakur was taken to the prison because he was harassed by the Muslims, and all the prisoners were looking at him and thinking, oh, here's a great saintly person, he can give us a blessing. And he said, may you all stay just as you are. They're all thinking he's cursing us to all stay in the prison. But he was meaning that, you know, that situation, your life is controlled, you're free from illusions about the fact that you're in the prison. So the prisoners know they're in the prison. We think we're free. That's fine. Prison ministry is key.
Yeah. So, we're just going to be half of the program. What's going to happen is it's 12 noon right now.
Not too long. And then we'll have prasadam. It's providence.
There's a very nice prasadam after that.
Maybe. Krishna made everything.
Anyway, so if you could just join us in chanting and the bhajans, and then after that we'll have more offerings and then prasadam. Hare Krishna.
Yeah, I'll just chat a little bit before. Yeah, song books, everybody?
Yeah.
Some really nice songs about, you know, about guru, understanding guru. Right? Guru is not Krishna, but guru is not different than Krishna. How many kinds of gurus are there? Shiksha guru, Diksha guru, Papatarshika guru, Kula guru, yeah, Adi guru, Ashram guru, Patni guru, right? Bogus guru. Right? Yeah, cool too. Okay. So many, many nice songs about this conception. Ebaro. One song by, I guess it's by Narta. Ebaro. Some more song books are coming. I think one of the new champions. There's no in there. Oh, it's the first page of this one. I'm missing here. Okay, the index is missing in this songbook, so you need to force us to go to this song here. I can't find that one. Yeah, what is it? This one is noticed. The first page is missing off the index. Who's it by? Oh, okay. So this is a song by Narottam Das from Prarthana. And, you know, it's called Vaishnava Vignapati. Very nice song. Yeah. It's in Bengali. Eibaro Karuna Koro Vaishnava Gosai.
Go.
Sundara Parasha Moile Patate Pama Darshane Pavitra Sora Hare Hare Rama Hare Hare Rama Hare Hare Rama Goswami, please be merciful to me. There is no one except you who can purify the fallen souls. Where does anyone find such a merciful personality by whose mere audience all sins go far away? After bathing in the waters of the sacred Ganges many times, one becomes purified. But just by the sight of you, the fallen souls are purified. This is your great power. The holy name delivers one who has committed offense and offense to Lord Hari. But if one commits an offense to you, there is no means of deliverance. Your heart is always the resting place of Lord Govinda, and Lord Govinda says, the Vaishnavas are in my heart. I desire the dust of your holy feet in every birth I may take. Please consider Narottam yours and be kind upon him. Vaishnava Thakur ki, Ravyas Bhuti ki, Prabhupada ki. There's more songs. karuna kori.
Yeah.
your feet I humbly hold. Controlling my six urges and purifying me of the six faults, please give to your servant the six good qualities. Oh, give me the six kinds of holy association. I have sat down here in the hope of having your company. Alone I find I have no strength to chant the holy name of Lord Hari. I beg you therefore, please be merciful, and with a particle of faith, give me the great treasure of the holy name of Krishna. Krishna is yours, you are able to give him to
This is page 43.
I'm
we let the just a few more offerings and then prasadam. So what they're doing is now the children of the temple. They want to they're going to present Maharaj with a few small gifts that will become self-evident. So, there we go. Okay, come in.
Characters, monkey and piggy. No, no way. Krishna Bhagavan ki jai. Rupa Bhagavan ki.
So now,
I came here, I broke the lamp in their house. When we first came to Boise, there were six families of Indian origin in the whole city. The Shoots, Ananta Roop, and there's... Huh?
Sahani.
Sahani. Oh, yeah, yeah, there's Sahani like that. Things have changed in the last 1 year.
You asked to give a very short offering. So actually, I had written a 2-page offering for you. But even before I can print it, my computer crashed. So I will keep my offering very short. So the very first thing that I strike about you is how easy it is to work, but actually I forgot what I was planning on there to talk. The one thing that has always amazed me, and every time when you come to Boise, the thing for which I look forward is every time you bring a new gadget. And then you, by example, just show that how everything can be employed for the service. First time you came, you brought a headphone.
Microphone.
You talk it and it blasts the sound back in your ears. And then second time you came, you brought a small MP3 recorder portable.
Yeah.
And so you would sort of dictate your notes or your plans into that, and then you would keep. And so I was, when you were coming this time, I was curious, like, what you will bring this time? And so you brought a laptop.
Oh.
Just a small. So that's the thing that we can always match about you, how we are always living in the technology and always fought into the conflict, like whether technology is good or should we throw away everything and go back to the Vedic civilization and just go on to the farm and live on to the farm. But you just show that how everything can be actually used in the service of the Krishna.
Yeah.
And another thing was that every time you give the lecture, it's almost 2 hours lecture, and 1.5 hours you are talking about scientific knowledge, the different aspects of the knowledge, and for 1.5 hours we are discussing, then we ask you some questions, and then you provide them, and then we feel, look, proud, look how intelligent I am, I asked such a great question, and he answered that. And after that, after 1.5 hours, last just 15 minutes, we will talk, okay, so the hour process, we will just give 5 minutes introduction of our process is chanting and offering prasadam and just 5 minute introduction, but all the talk that we had so far, it just seems meaningless in front of those 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So immediately we realize that whatever we have been discussing so far was only to satisfy our pride, only to satisfy our hunger for the knowledge. But when in the last 5 minutes you tell that everything seems like meaningless in front of us, and we understand the true meaning of the whole purpose of the program that we have made, and the whole purpose of our program. Thank you very much, and please keep on coming.
Jai, Bhupi, Jai. That's a double key, Jai.
So, who are
us
doing this? Let me know. Just some signal at all.
Hare Krishna, Hare
Krishna. Hare Krishna,
Maharaj.
Maharaj, this is the age of confusion and contaminated with science and technology.
Hmm.
Right from our childhood, we have thought that our grandparents are monkeys. And we thought that our bodies are a bunch of chemicals walking around. So we have this conception in our mind, and it's really difficult to turn to religion in the media of science. People are thinking science is going towards atheism. So in this present world, but you are using the same science as a catalyst towards Krishna consciousness. And that's what I like great about you. And moreover, people who are in the religion, they are showing religious intolerance towards other religions. But on the contrary, you are teaching love towards other religions and how to respect other religions. These are the two best qualities alike, and you, apart from, you know, being humble and be answering to everybody's question, no matter how foolish we are, just your love, you answer questions, and you always have very our heart. Thank you, Maharaj. Please,
yeah.
Again and again.
So, Prabhupada ki.
Prabhupada ki. Any ladies, any mother, please? You want to say? Anyone? Before men again? Then. Anyone else? Yeah?
Wapas aa rahi thi
jaa anyone? So if not you have a short outtake and after that you have prasadam. So
I'll mention this evening at 6:30 is the RT. Anybody's busy, but if anybody wants to, then maybe we can talk a little bit about we're going to have a home program tonight. Yeah, we're working a lot on architecture, Vedic architecture. So, if anybody wants to come tonight, we can talk a little bit about that and maybe other programs, preaching programs. This is Prabhupada's real mission, is Sankirtan. First you eat prasadam, then you distribute it in the form of chanting and dancing, like that. So, Srila Prabhupada is very pleased with everybody, all these things that are going on here. And tonight, if you want to, 6:30 RT, and then afterwards we can talk a little bit about this work we're doing in Sepatya Veda. But on the other hand, everybody's very busy, I'm also pretty sure. So people don't feel obligated at all.
So, yeah, we have plenty of prasadam, and so we'll come again to see
Maharaj
at 6:30 because the other program is not canceled because of the problems with the venue there. So, if you want to hear about Vastu Shastra and other things, you can come again at 6:30. Yeah, I'll give you the menu picture. So, in closing, Maharaj, once again, we appreciate and we're very fortunate to have this opportunity to glorify you. The one thing to every one of us is one of the dearest books that Anand Swami likes and has and keeps close to his heart.
Oh,
is
Vaishyamrita.
Is a Vaishyamrita.
Small.
And he is an embodiment of the book. He lives by the book, so to speak. And so, my request to you, I think, Anand Swami will be very, very pleased. If those who don't have it, can they pick up a copy of the Nectar of Instruction? And it, in 11 verses, Rupa Goswami has summarized the entire philosophy. One last thing, Maharaj was saying in his newsletter that today is the appearance day of Jiva Goswami, philosopher, a prolific philosopher in our movement. And Maharaj had written that out because he was coming, he was appearing that so Jiva Goswami left this world in his death.
It disappears.
And I think Jiva Goswami realized that since Hanuman Swami was coming, that he could leave this world and go somewhere else to preach about Hanuman Swami.
Anybody buys Upadeshamrita today, the pig will autograph it.
So you can autograph copy of Upadeshamrita, okay?
By the pig. Prabhupada ki.
Yeah, and what's coming to you? So, in all ways, we'll have a short arti, and after arti, there'll be Pushpanjali, okay, and then Prashadam. So, yeah. Yeah.
Well, I don't think you want to. Hare Krishna, monkeys for the monkeys.
say something?
One last offering from Rekhan Dali, one of the original charter members of this club.
We're very honored. And it's interesting, when Arun asked me to think of something, that was very, very easy, but very difficult at the same time. And thoughts came to my mind. The thoughts that came to my mind at your birthday, it's like, should I say, may you never be born, you know, again? I thought, this doesn't quite sound right before that one. But I'm very, very honored, and over these years and listening, a lot of thoughts come to my mind. One of the thoughts, like something in Latin, ex nihilo, my husband said, from nothing comes nothing. And I think, as a sannyasi, you give up, but yet everything comes in your life. And then talking to you the other night, all the things that you have learned seem to be coalescing, and being of service is very tree, very beautiful. Thank you, sir.
We're going to sing the Guru Vandana prayers by Sri Narottam Das Thakur. It's on page 18 of these books, so you can follow along. Also, one of the ways of showing respect to a Vaishnava is to offer flowers at his lotus feet. So we have a large bowl of flowers here, and everyone can come up individually, and if you come here, we'll hand you a little bit of flowers. You can offer it to Maharaj and pay your obeisances. Okay? This is during the aarti, while it's happening.
Thank you. Bhagavati.
Yes.
Ananda Kuti Vaishnava.
Yes.
Namacharya Hara Thakur Dita.
Yes.
Praises the Holy Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhadyanam Nishya Dwaita Gadadhar Srivasari Gorba Kurinda Ki.
Yes.
Shri Lord Jesus Christ Ki.
Yes.
Shri Krishna Mantra Ki.
Yes.
Our Nam Sankatan Ki.
Yes.
All of you Ki.
Yes.
Bhagavati Hare Ki.
His Holiness Hanumat Sri Swami Maharaj Ki.
Yes.
Prabhupada Ki.
Yes.
I'm going to lead the way to the Prashadam Hall.
Right.
Best part. And he's going to cut a few chains.
Prabhupada said, my parents never should eat up to the neck. So my parents never should eat up to the ear.
Thank you.